The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And we're excited to talk about all grass all the time. So come on back for your questions.
Okay, we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on there, and we'll pick up with Carl Bott and Free Fire Radio in just a moment. I do believe I know what's going on there, and we're going to make that work. Nice. And there we go. Carl Bott, are you there?
Our radio, CNR 1460. It's Carl Linda Bott. I'm down here at Crown Motors in their continuing salute to the Veterans Week. For the last 2 weeks, in fact, Crown Motors has been reducing their prices, giving discounts for veterans coming in here for all parts and services. And, of course, now, yesterday and today, for every car sold, they're going to donate $100 to two of our local veterans organizations, Homeward Bound and the Military Order of the Purple Heart. But good morning. Wow. Linda is on assignment this morning, and happy Veterans Day, everybody. November the 11th. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4565, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is beautiful down here at Crown Motors. Why don't you come on down and join me? We're going to have a variety and a number of veterans from different services joining me this morning. In fact, yesterday it was all Marines. It was an all-Marine day, and then, of course, the Marine Corps ball last night. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first, Bob, what's the weather look like today and for the rest of the week?
Well, what we're looking at today, and while we were getting that stray audio taken care of, we also got a call on the line for you, sir, and we're getting that punched up. Mostly sunny, a high near 66, low around 45, rain likely by tomorrow afternoon, so that's excellent news. We'll take what we can get. The low will be around 48 degrees. Showers will continue likely through Thursday. Right now in Reading, we have 55.0 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793. Discounts for veterans and seniors, locally owned and operated. Let's go to the phones. Bob Dunlap, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Well, you know what? First of all, I want to say, in case people didn't know this, is that Bob is retiring from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And I can't tell you, you know what? Since I've been here in the Redding area, we've just had two simply outstanding veteran service officers. Day before you, and then now Bob, and you have had nothing but the care and helping our veterans in your mind. You've opened up a new office. You've increased the size of your staff. You've just done a great job, Bob, and we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. But you know, it comes from not only a good boss, but a good board of supervisors and a very caring and supportive community of veterans. And, you know, I tell folks all the time when they come into Shasta County, they say, boy, you sure got a lot of veterans here. And I said, really, it's not that we have any more than any other county. It's that our veterans are very vocal and very proud to be veterans. They can stand up and say, I'm a veteran, and they're supported and not booed and hissed like you might find in other counties. So it's been a great ride, and I just had the wonderful support from a great staff and a great community here.
Well, how long have you had been on the job there, Bob?
Well, I started in January of 2010, so you and I are celebrating sort of an anniversary when, you know, at our five-year point with KCNR, and then I'm right behind you starting with the Veterans Service Office. So it's only five short years, but, boy, we look back and we've just done a wonderful service for veterans and just a lot of things in the community.
Well, you know, people don't realize that for every dollar that comes in here to a veteran, it's worth, for every dollar spent, it comes back, what, $3, $4?
Oh, yeah, it could be hundreds of dollars, depending. So they might pay me, you know, so many dollars per hour to help a veteran, but that veteran may get an award for compensation or pension or medical care or education, you know, that could be worth thousands of dollars. So the return on the dollar is just significant. And it's not so much the return on the dollar, it's that veterans who are in need of assistance get that assistance. And we're just so honored to be able to do that in Shasta County that I couldn't put a value on that service.
Well, you know, so when you going to be leaving us, Bob?
It looks like the middle of January. I'll have a new person coming in to take my place on the 1st of December, and I'll get about 6 weeks of overlap with that person, and teach him a little bit about. He's going to be new to the area, so a little bit about what we do as a veteran service officer, not so much with the claims work, but with the department head. I get them out and meet the community, meet the veterans, folks such as yourself who are very supportive of our veterans community. And so it's going to take about 6 weeks to get all that done.
Well, I hope that he is as supportive as you are and is has as much initiative as you do. You got any names for us, or is this still being closed out here?
Yeah, in deference to my boss, he wants to make sure that the Board of Supervisors is completely briefed and not blindsided by making an announcement ahead of time. So I have to withhold that. But, you know, it'll be in the next day or so that we'll make a public announcement of who that person is. Rest assured, a lot of experience with the VA, a lot of experience with claims. That part is not going to be a problem. I don't see any problem, actually, really. He's a veteran. He's a combat veteran. So, you know, it's going to be continuing the course, I'm sure.
Well, that's great, Bob. Yeah, and what would you say the biggest issue would be facing the new guy?
Wow, I think it's going to be a shock.
I know
to
so
him
many things. We have the VA problem, we have money problems, and all this. But what do you? I mean, but you've got your arms around that, and I know that the Board of Supervisors are fighting for it. So, but what would you say is the first thing he would be going for?
I think it's going to be dealing with the VA, and he has a lot of dealing with the VA, but it's from the angle of the Veterans Service Office and working claims for people, representing many powers of attorney, such as American Legion and VFW and AMVETS, and we work with all those organizations, so that's going to be a little bit different game for him, but the biggest challenge we have, I think, is just trying to find out what the VA's target is this week or this month, and because it's a moving target, they change the rules on us all the time. So that's going to be the biggest challenge: is to figure out what they're looking for and help our veterans with claims and hit that target right the first time.
Okay. Hey, my guest is Bob Dunlap, who's been the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Bob, I just wanted you to call today. For one, is to thank you for your service. And thank you for what you've done for all the veterans, because I'm going to have you in here in another couple of weeks that we can maybe you can introduce your replacement. That's going to be and we can sit and talk and spend some time about issues and where we want to go with this and things that our community can do to help you, because you do so much to help the community. So it'd be, you know, and I know the veterans are quick to stand up to be able to help back.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm glad you had me on, Carl.
You bet. Thank you so much for what you've done for all the veterans here in Northern California, you know, and of course our general right here. But I know you reach out to a lot of other places too, Bob, and you spend a lot of time doing this. And it's in some cases, it's kind of a thankless job, but other times I know that you've taken a great deal of pride in the work you've done.
You're exactly right. It's thankless, but so what? We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. And every once in a while you get that hug from a widow or a thank you card from a veteran who never thought that they had veterans benefits coming, and that makes it all worthwhile.
So you have helped so many people. You know, Justin, let me give a perfect example of this. I needed a letter for doing a business, for starting another business, or for just administrative reasons, and your staff had it for me by the time I drove down, which is what? 8 minutes away at the very most. That counts walking around my truck three times, you know, and stopping for a Coke. And they had it waiting for me when I came in here. And I, you know, when I came in the office, and this is kind of indicative of the work you do. So,
yeah, great,
you know,
yeah.
Big shout out to them too.
You bet. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that.
You bet. Okay. Right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, veterans are welcome and they're honored at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do so much for our veterans and our veterans community. And Espresso Joe's with great coffee, and it's getting colder now. And the cost of their coffee there, the lattes and all these different exotic drinks, will not cost you filling up your car the next day. Not only that, but they have the largest selection of e-cigs and shape sizes, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, 2 locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning because I am just chock full with veterans all around me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're doing we're having a remote down here at Crown Motors, so come on down and say hello. Crown Motors is donating $100 for every vehicle sold here for yesterday and today to two veterans organizations, Military Order of the Purple Heart, and the commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Filan, was here yesterday, and Homeward Bound, and Senior Chief Rob Burroughs would be here. Now, he also, Chief Burroughs also has the Northern California Veterans Museum, and he has brought a couple of vehicles here, and one's like a 1929 Ford truck, which is beautiful, but the other one is something called the Weasel, and it was used later on in the war as getting supplies from ship to shore. When you look at it, it's a it's kind of cute, you know, it's kind of like something you could see the Army designing and putting out there in the water.
It looks like a side-by-side with tracks on it.
There you go.
Like a razor with tracks.
And I'm here with Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, who is retired and one of our friends, but also, of course, a veteran of the United States Army. So good morning, and thank you for your service.
Good morning, Carl, and thank you for your service, and happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to you. Last night, we went to the Marine Corps Ball. And what can I say about the Marine Corps Ball, except what did you think of it?
That ball just gets better. It gets better every year. I was walking out. I talked to Bill and the rest of them yesterday, and they said that they had 274 or 270 attendees. When I walked out, one of the Wind River staff said, "You had 338 people here tonight."
338. No wonder they ran out of rolls.
They ran out of rolls. We didn't get any rolls.
Because usually about halfway through the ball, when everybody's getting, you know, things are getting a little serious, there starts to be a food fight.
Yes.
Okay. No, not really, but it has before. Okay, there's some things to announce today is that everything's closed. But trash is being picked up. The banks are closed, government offices are closed. Okay. Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy.
I love them.
Okay. Today, they are serving chipped beef on toast, SOS.
SOS.
For all veterans at Classy Cafe. It's free. And I went down there yesterday because I knew I couldn't go down today because I just wanted to taste it because it's the chipped beef. It is absolutely fabulous. You know, it is decadent. It is so good. It's down, of course, on Athens, and it's within 2 minutes of us. We could probably clean up and just run down there real quick again. There's also a free dinner at Logan's. Let me see. Let me go through this. I've got a list of things. Besides everything being closed, no fees at the federal parks and recreation areas. At 11 a.m. is the Cognac Toast. The 86th annual at the Reading Elks, and of course at 10:55 it begins out at IGO, the Veterans Day ceremony out there. But be there a lot earlier, say around 10:15. There's Cattleman Steakhouse today is offering veterans a sirloin steak dinner in honor of their service. It opens up at 4 p.m. today. Also, Famous Dave's Barbecue is giving away a two-meat dinner or lunch, whatever you want out there. And, again, in honor of veterans. Now, there's something else going on, which is a little bit more. And this is Dr. Christy Davis. She is a daughter of a Vietnam veteran. And she is an optometrist, and she's offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during the entire month of November. It's extended to all veterans currently serving, honorably discharged, or retired. Give her a call at 222-7271 or stop by her office at 2515 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, Suite 201. Now, we had her on the show, and she's doing this because, I mean, people told her, oh, don't do this. It's just too much. No. She said, this is my way of giving back. You know, so Christy Davis, thank you for what you've done. Again, 222-7271, all veterans. Honorably discharged, you want to bring proof of service, of course, gets a comprehensive eye exam. Is that cool?
I'm going to go see her. Are you? She's now going to become the person who does my eyes because, you know, my eyes are slowly but surely starting to go.
Well, you know what? That's right. You know, and if somebody does that, And she's doing it, you know, because I talked to her. She's doing it out of the goodness of her heart, too. This isn't something that she's just doing to, she's doing it because it's the right thing to do. So thank you so much, Christy Davis. Okay, talk to me a little bit about your service here. Sergeant Major, you're from Reading.
I'm from Reading, proud graduate and product of the Evergreen Union School System and West Valley High School, class of 83. That's first graduating class. I wanted to, well, you know, I was working at Kmart at the time. I was running the Blue Light Special, and I lived on Menardis off of Hilltop, right across from Tobacco and Brew, the flag shop that lived right along I-5 right there off Hilltop. And my roommate at the time was a Air Force delayed entry programmer, and I wanted to go into the Air Force, and I was going to be an air conditioning repairman. I was excited about that. And so I went to a couple of his meetings. Next thing you know, I'm filling out paperwork with the Air Force recruiter. I'm excited about it. Unfortunately, if you know me, I get a little excited. I'm a little excitable at times. Seems to find out, or come to find out, in school, I had punched some dude in a pie hole in the cafeteria. No big deal, really. Him and I are good friends now. His name is Joe. Good morning, Joe. And I had to tell him about it. And they said, oh, man, that's violence. We don't really do a lot of violence in the Air Force, so you're going to have a waiver. I said, oh, okay, what do I need? They said, well, we need 3 character references. We need all kinds of different letters and background checks. We need a stack of paperwork 2 inches deep. Then we send it down to our commander, and he approves you. I said, oh, great, that sounds really good. I don't mind doing that at all. You know, I'm still running the blue light at Kmart, so I had
clean up on aisle five.
I had
Ted Lighty.
I had my $2.35 an hour job, or $3.25 an hour, or whatever it was.
You remember those 60 cents an hour jobs? We thought we were just rolling in money.
It was unbelievable, yeah. So I went in every week after that, waiting for my paperwork so that I can go to MEPS and join. And guess what? 6 weeks after I submitted that paperwork, that Air Force recruiter had to tell me that they lost my paperwork and I had to start over again. So I was mad. I stomped out of the Air Force recruiting office. It was right there on Hilltop at the time, right across from Tobacco and Brew, right by Menardis. I probably walked over there. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and there is that slick old Army recruiter burning a Marlboro Red on the sidewalk. And, of course, he started that conversation with me, and I told him I really wanted to go, and I wanted to serve my country. And the Air Force wouldn't take me because I had a moment in school. And he said, oh, you're a favorite kind of guy.
We like people that punch people in the pie hole.
We like people that punch people in the pie hole.
That's what we're looking for.
So, needless to say,
you can go in the Army Rangers, go in the Marine Corps, or be a Navy CB. There you go. Those people punch people in the pie holes.
So, in 1985, 30 days after I met that Army recruiter, I was sworn into the infantry in the Army and airborne to follow with a guaranteed assignment to the 82nd Airborne Division.
And how many years did you serve?
21 years and 7 months, actually.
Okay, now, Ted is also the heads up of the Northern Firearms Instruction Company, and you're offering something to this month that's really cool.
We are, actually, you and I are.
But it's only because it's your company, and you came up with the idea about a way to support Liberty on the Border, this great Civil War exhibition down at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, it's important that we support our historical exhibits that come to town, and Turtle Bay in general. So you and I are putting on a CCW class on the 22nd and 23rd of November. All of our instructors are putting the class on for free, including you and I, and we're going to take every dime and give it back to Turtle Bay. The class is tax deductible. We already have 10 students signed up.
We have more. I brought some more names in.
Okay, great. So we're going to have a great class.
We're having to limit it, but well, yeah, because there's only so many firing spots. But if you want to sign up for this and be with us, we have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good class.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can go to readingccw.com and register. They just go to the calendar and register themselves. Cost is $150 for 2 days of training. That includes a firearm if you need one, ammunition, targets, range fees, and all instruction fees. Or they can call me at 999-1822, and I'll sign them up by hand or give you a call at the station.
That's right, and you can just make your checks out to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And then we will present that to them, and you're going to get a CCW class. You'll get a firearm or an ammo if you need it.
It'll be from 9 to 5 at C.R. Gibbs on Saturday, the 22nd, and then we'll meet at 7:30 a.m. at the range, the Reading Gun Club, on Sunday – And we should be out of there by about noon or 12:30 with everybody qualified and ready to go apply for their CCW.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being with me, Sergeant Major. And thank you for your service.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 20 years with great people. These are the Alliance Heating and Airs who we use for our air conditioners and heaters. And it's getting to be cold. So if it's the last time you had your filters checked, those air ducts checked, to make sure that that heater is working the way it should. All types of heating and cooling systems, all makes, models, warranties, guarantees, and emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm surrounded by veterans, and I love it. I love every second of it when I'm like, hey, good morning. 50 degrees out there, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567. If you're a veteran out there and you just like to say hello and let us thank you, give us a call. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm sure Bob's looking at the chat room because I can't see it. I'm running here on a computer running Skype and a couple other things. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst owns Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff's a veteran. And he does what no other windshield repair business can. He offers full guarantees from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, I've got a correction to make. I know it's hard to believe I made a mistake, but it's true. The Redding City offices are open. And from what I understand, the reason that that is because when they decided to have the Martin Luther King holiday, they had, according to my the information that's been sent to me here, they had to give up one. And what they gave up was Veterans Day. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if they had to give, you know, to bring on the holiday in February, Martin Luther King, they had to pick a holiday to drop. Guess who lost? Veterans Day. Is that true? Somebody give me a call. Anyway, I'm sitting here with another veteran who does so much for our community here. Frank Rose. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Carl.
Get in there close there, buddy. Frank is a Korean War veteran, and when you see you'll see Frank at every event. You see Frank at every event taking photos. Frank has been the Volunteer of the Year. He's just a part of the scenery of the veterans right here in Shasta County. So, Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, fortunately, unfortunately, got out of high school and got drafted into the Army, and I was in the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment Recon, which is one of the oldest original Army cavalry units. Of course, then they mechanized it, and that was during the just near the end of the Korean campaign. I was in 53 to 55, and Then I came out of high school and had a family and all of that. And then, basically I came here to California. That's about 35 years ago or more. And I was in Southern California and then down in Orange County and, been all over the southern part of California. And then came up here to, Redding, and, I had some relatives, my wife's relatives were up here. So we made home base here, and I got involved with the fire department in Oak Run because we moved up to Oak Run, and 2 weeks after we got up there, they had the fountain fire. Well, that scared the hell out of me, I'll tell you. And to see what those firemen do, they're volunteers, so I said to my wife, I said, we have to get involved, which I did. I got involved and became the president of the veteran, the auxiliary for the fire department, and the auxiliary has to raise money for the fire department, which I did for about 8 years or so, and had one of the first little banquet type cooking and international sanctioned chili cook-off. We had the first one in Shasta County up there and had it for three days we did it. Then I raised a lot of money for the fire department. Then I eventually got down here to Redding and still working at Old Navy. Been there 13 years now. First one hired. We opened a store at 2001. So we had badges that said having fun since 2001. So I got involved in the military organization, the CVAC and the Korean chapter. Chapter number one in Anderson, and I got involved in AMVET. I also got involved in the Elks, and I'm working with the Elks with their veteran program as well, and got to take all the military groups and social groups that wanted to get on the air, so I kind of been hooking up with Carl and the radio stations here in town, and CVAC back in 2013, I was awarded a title of Advocate of the Year. And then 2012, I was also given a title with the Festival of Italiano as an Italian of the Year. That's a lot of weight to go carrying around, but I push it off on all the military groups and get them hustling and get them to come on and work together. And that's what CVAC's all about. And also, I'm also part of the support group for the Veterans Home. I'm also with the support group for Igo Cemetery. And
you do a whole lot for the Stand Down Association.
Yeah, I'm PR for the Stand Down. My honor today will be up at Igo Cemetery because Mike Coffey, who is retiring soon, is chairing the event. He asked me to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And, hey, when you do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and you're a veteran, that's a big honor.
Well, you know, Frank, we're honored to have you here with us. We're honored, you know, the people that don't know you don't realize everything that you've done. But all the veterans, I promise you, know what Frank Rose has done for our community and for our veterans. And not only that, yesterday on the Marine Corps birthday was Frank Rose's birthday. So happy birthday, Frank.
Well, thank you. And
I saw you last night taking photos, which is what you do. Yep.
I took photos of the whole ceremony, which was impressive. And also they announced three people who their birthdays were on the Marine Corps birthday, which mine was announced as well. And then I had another honor of Linda earlier. She said, "Oh my, there's Frank. Happy birthday." And then whack, I got a big kiss on my cheek, and I haven't washed my cheek since. And then later on, Doug LaMalfa come over and shook my hand and said, "Happy birthday." And I've known Doug for quite a long time. But I want you to know what an honor it was for me to be sitting there with Jim Richards of the Stand Down, and all the rest of the table was all Marines. Three quarters of the building is all Marines, but they did honor, Navy guys that were there and Army guys and Air Force. And it was just a great honor. That was my first, Marine Corps ball. And I think it is a ball.
Well, we do a lot of, we have a good time. There's some pomp and circumstance to it, but there's reasons for that. When we do, we read the General Lejeune's message from 1923, talking about why we have the Marine Corps ball, and it's officially in our doctrine now and in our orders that we have, every time on November 10th, anytime two Marines get together, they will celebrate the ball. I've been in places, there's only been four or five of us on the Marine Corps birthday. I remember one time in the jungles in the Philippines. We came off to the coast, and I was there with two Marines and two SEALs and myself. And we were waiting for the SEAL team to link up with us. And that was November 10th. And I had General Lejeune's message. And I read it, and the Marines stood there at attention, and we wished each other a happy birthday. And the two SEALs are just they stood up, and they were at attention too. And do you guys do this? Yeah, we do this because it's a big thing for the Marine Corps, but it's a big thing to have Frank Rose with us here. Frank, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, it's my honor, it's my honor, and the lady that gave me the kiss last night just came here with hot coffee.
I brought you a black coffee.
There is, you know, Linda's coming in with coffee. And, you know, Frank, again, it's the veterans of this area owe you a lot. And you're such an unsung hero here. Even though you've been recognized, you haven't been recognized enough. Frank Rose, Korean War veteran, and such a great supporter of our veterans.
Thank you, Carl. And thank you, all you vets out there. And come on out to Igo Cemetery and get involved in this wonderful ceremony. And, we have three people that are retiring. Steve Jergensen, the director, he's also retiring.
Is he retiring too?
Yes, he's retiring as well. And he's in charge of four cemeteries, including ours. So come on out. We'd like to have you there. And we have the gentleman who also was last night at the Marine Corps ball. He was one of the very few from the Arizona from Pearl Harbor. He was on the deck on guard when it hit. He's going to be our guest speaker.
We're going to try and have him here today at 8:30 too. So Frank Rose, Army veteran, Korean War veteran, and just generally the veteran of the year, always right here in Redding and in Shasta County.
God bless.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Do you feel like the digital world has left you behind and just a bit bewildered? Locals is here to get you and your business up to date. In an age where 87% of consumers expect businesses to have a website, Locals can help. Website design and implementation, logo creation, VHS to DVD transfers, and much more. You don't need to learn all the digital tricks of the trade. You just need to contact Locals at 515-8335 or online at localsreading.com. For everything digital for yourself or your local business, it's Locals Online Service Company.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're down here at Crown Motors, and come down and join us here. Crown Motors is doing a salute to the veterans for the last couple of weeks. Anybody that came in for the parts and services got a discount if you were a veteran. And now for on Monday, yesterday, Marine Corps birthday, and today, Veterans Day, every car they sell, $100 is going to be donated to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, local organization, and Homeward Bound. Did I say that wrong?
No, you said it fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get to Rob in a second.
You didn't know
because,
it.
Your job. No. Rob looked at me and I said, what? Did I say the wrong thing? And Homeward Bound, another organization that helps veterans that are coming home and helps assimilate them back into the civilian world. And we've got some good examples of that. But first, Linda, good morning, honey.
Good morning. I just wanted to share with you the weather. A couple things that are going on in town that are, I want to share with you about how our community is really, supporting the veterans. First of all, we went to Osh over the weekends to buy our American flag, a brand new one to hang out in front of our house.
Wore out.
And, you know, there was a guy holding a clipboard as soon as we got in, and he said, are you a veteran? And the first thing that went through my mind is, oh, please don't.
Then to walk by and she goes,
don't start to, don't have time to go through a questionnaire and like, you know, whatever. He said, no, I mean, we just want you to know that if you're a veteran, you are 20% off till the end of the month. And we were like, what? So that was the first thing. And I said to Carl while we were standing in line, do you feel like maybe there's a wave of more appreciation that's coming forward? The veterans are finally getting acknowledged. Well, I just want to share with you, as I heard you on the air this morning and doing some stuff, that I drove through up close to our house with Starbucks, and a large coffee, it said in there, written down in, you know, ink, like a felt tip, any veteran can get a free large coffee today.
At Starbucks.
At Starbucks,
and
exactly.
I'm sure there's others out there too. We talked about Famous Dave's. We talked about the Cattlemen's. We've talked about there's all over town. There's things going on.
Yeah.
So
okay, 39 degrees. I know there's a discrepancy here, but both Ted and I, we pulled up our iPhones, and you know, I have to say, our iPhones say that it's mostly sunny, but 39 degrees today, and around 8 a.m. we're going to go up to 48, and today our highs are going to be in the 60s,
so it is
63.
50, huh?
So well, maybe the temperature is going there, but according to our iPhones, it says 39.
Well, those iPhones are.
I would point out that is a reading taken out at Reading Municipal Airport.
Okay, this is I guess that was a reading taken out at Reading Municipal Airport. The 50 or the 38 there, Bob?
The 38 degrees is a reading, and it does not match a lot of the others because I'm looking at Wonderground's map right now.
8 a.m. 48.
She can't hear you. She doesn't have a pair.
Okay,
50 degrees. It's close enough. Okay, hey, I'm here with
Senior Chief
Rob Rolls. Hop in here, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
I'm getting beat up here.
That's yeah, you can handle that. It's all good.
Okay, besides being the curator and the head and the beginner of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, how long did it take me to get there?
Well, let's see. This is 2014. I think it's like 6 years.
No, I got it. I had it last year. I had it down pretty well last year. You also started something called Homeward Bound.
Well, with the museum, we had many families that came through the museum, and they say, hey, you know, I've got a son or a daughter that's just coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and they're having problems. Do you know of any place that they could go to get help? And it's like, no, we don't really have anything in Northern California for that. And so after hearing all these different issues and questions, I thought, you know what? Even in my own unit coming back, we had young guys coming back from Afghanistan, and they were losing their vehicles, they were losing their apartments, and they couldn't keep a job because they were trying to get their heads back together. I founded Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And the whole program is underneath the heritage portion of the Northern California Veterans Museum 501c3. And the whole idea behind the program is for us to be able to take care of our post-9/11 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans and their families coming back from overseas. You know, while the veteran serves overseas, the family stays behind. They're keeping home fires burning. They're trying to take care of the cars and the house and the broken washing machine and the kids and diapers and groceries. And they've fallen behind. Their support group, the husband or the wife, is not there. It's a very tough time. And there are no military bases in Northern California. I think the closest one for the Air Force is Yuba City, Beale Air Force Base, and then Travis. And then for the Marine Corps, it's Southern California. And Navy, it's Lemoore. There's no really good location. So Homeward Bound was formed and set up in Northern California for Northern California veterans. The money we raise stays in Northern California. And it's very important for people to know that the program is here to support our community, support our veterans in the community so that they don't fall through the cracks. And that, you know, if you donate a dollar to Homeward Bound, that dollar stays right here to support a veteran in Northern California. It doesn't go back east. It doesn't go anywhere else. It's right here helping our veterans in Northern California.
And we've got some, good examples. I tell you, the one that I just got into I got a report that, one of our veterans was losing his, was having the power turned off at his, power being turned off at his house, on a Friday. And he, his wife, and his two kids were, losing power. You all got involved with it. Are you involved with it? The Military Order of the Purple Heart got involved with it. And we got that fixed.
Right. We were able to supply them with emergency funds to help pay for their RU bill, get their power turned back on, help them with their deposits so they could go ahead and move forward. Working with the Purple Heart, another organization that helps take care of Purple Heart veterans. But with Homeward Bound, it's not just about Purple Heart veterans. It's about all veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're here to help take care of these families. It is not right for our men and women to serve this country overseas, around the world, putting their lives on the line. And then to come home and not be treated fairly and be treated squarely and not have our community stand up and be able to support them. And that's what we're doing with veterans, taking care of veterans.
Well, you know what? You're doing a great job, Rob. You know what? The I don't want to be jumping ahead of time, but we're talking also about finding a new home
for
the Veterans Museum. Yeah. And I know that you've been talking with people, and if it works out, what a great place for it. I don't want to talk too soon about it, but it's not a secret. We've talked about it before.
We have talked about it before, and we're trying to just be able to make sure we exhaust all avenues of opportunity, because right now we have exhibits all over Shasta County, but we just don't have them in our own building. And so we're constantly looking to be able to make this museum happen here in Northern California.
Well, one of the things that you've talked to, and I hope that this comes to fruition, it's going to be – there's a lot of stuff going on, but you have talked to Turtle Bay about having a spot out there, and I think that how appropriate to have all of our museums in one area.
Well, that's right. We have had a couple conversations, and so we'll see what happens. You know, we've got a brand new city council. We're not sure where that's going to go, and so we're going to keep pressing forward, and we're going to find out the best avenue to make this happen.
Okay. Hey, you know, okay, what else you got going here? I mean, you've got so much stuff going.
Well, you know,
you're wrapped here. Oh, you got a – oh, what's that thing with the tracks on it right behind us?
Well, it's an M29C or M29 Charlie, and it's called a 1944 Studebaker Weasel. And the Weasels were used at the very end of the war as an amphibious track vehicle. They used them on the beachheads of Okinawa to be able to go over the coral heads. So the AAVs, they were stuck on the coral heads all the time. And so the primary purpose for this is to be able to take supplies to the beach, resupply the Marine Corps that were fighting on the shoreline, and not so much as an armored vehicle, but as a resupply vehicle. It's kind of like a Jeep with tracks. It's a great vehicle. The only place that they used it was also in Europe. They go up to Eagle's Nest when they were after Hitler. They forded the icy rivers and the snow. And the Jeeps just wouldn't make it. They wouldn't cross.
I want one of those.
You know, they only made 15,000 of them, and we are so fortunate for the museum to have one of them.
You know, people don't realize you've got vehicles. Do you have planes yet? I know that you were. Do you have your own Air Force?
Not yet, but we're working
on it. You're
working
on it.
Actually, we have some aircraft. We just don't have our own Air Force, but we will.
We want to have the largest Air Force in Northern California right here at the Veterans Museum.
And we will. It's just a matter of time.
Okay, what's the next big event y'all got coming up?
Well, we have Christmas for our troops or our homeward-bound military family Christmas. That's December 14th.
Okay, what can we do to help that?
We're sending 400 boxes overseas.
Okay.
So we're obviously right in the middle of another spool up with all of our military forces, whether they're going to AFRICOM or they're going to CENTCOM.
We have 3,000 back in Iraq now. Okay, here's a disclaimer. Rob and I were in Iraq at the same time.
We served in Fallujah.
In Fallujah at the same time. We didn't know each other. It wasn't until we got back and we're talking, like, oh, I remember that. We've got 3,000 troops on the ground in Iraq.
I think
again.
We have more than we don't know about.
Oh, there's got to be SF teams. Guys. How many contractors do you think are there right now?
More than what we have in military personnel.
And you know what? These guys are no matter what you call them, contractors, security experts, whatever, they're on the ground and hunting. They're hunting. And in fact, they just went after and got that one, the one of the leaders from ISIL or ISIS. And you know there are eyes on that target.
They are. And you know, when our military personnel, they're out there. They're making this thing happen regardless of whether the media wants to cover it or not. We know that the boots on the ground is the only way this is going to be taken care of.
Okay. Hey, my guest has been Senior Chief Rob Burrows. He is, besides the director and curator of the Northern California
Veterans
Museum and Heritage Center. I've just seen if you knew. He's also started up Homeward Bound, which helps our military families in times of stress, but also help in assimilating them back in.
We help them get their jobs, get vehicles, get furniture, whatever it takes. If you'd like to help support Homeward Bound through the Christmas season, you can give us a call at 222-8556. We're located on Bocelli Lane at 3300 Bocelli Lane across from the bike shop. And we are open for the Eagles Landing, which is a veterans store, and Homeward Bound, and the Veterans Museum offices are there. So we're in this town to take care of our community. We're a win-win situation.
Great. Okay.
And I have a special announcement to make. I just was – am I on? Can you
hear
me?
You're on.
Okay. Steve, the general manager here at Crown Motors, came out and put the number five up. They sold five cars yesterday, which is $500.
Awesome.
That's where we start yesterday, which are going to go to your two organizations, and we'll see what happens today.
Great. Yeah, come out and support the programs. You know what? This is the great time to do it. Every day should be Veterans Day, but right now is the time to make it happen.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Senator Johannesson will be joining us as soon as we get back from the news. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Snow totals climbing as a blast of wintry weather wallops parts of the Rockies and upper Midwest. National Weather Service forecaster Andrew Orison.
We had a fair amount of snowfall that occurred across the Dakotas and into Minnesota, where luckily we had as much as 6 to 12 inches and even some isolated areas of heavier totals than that, especially north of Minneapolis, where we had one report of as much as 17 inches of snow.
Temperatures have been plunging across the region, and the cold weather is expected eventually to blanket the central U.S. all the way from the Rockies to the Great Lakes. After nearly 2 months on the campaign trail, Congress back in session starting tomorrow.
The first week back is a short week following the Veterans Day holiday, so there's not much on the agenda when it comes to actual legislative work. Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans will hold their leadership elections on Thursday. Current Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is fully expected to emerge as the Senate Majority Leader, all thanks to Republican gains in the midterm elections. Current Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is fully expected to remain as party leader, although his title will now become Senate Minority Leader. For the balance of the week, there will be new member orientation, even though the new senators won't be sworn in until January. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
It's Veterans Day, and with current events being what they are, SRN News Military Affairs Analyst Robert McGinnis says it's more important than ever to remember those who serve in uniform.
Given that we're a nation at war in Afghanistan and, of course, a rising war once again in the Middle East, in Iraq, specifically in Syria, we need to be cognizant that our all-volunteer armed forces are in harm's way, and they've been in harm's way for some time.
Six families have been evacuated from their Tampa Bay area homes after a car fell into a hole that developed in a driveway. Officials in Pasco County say the hole in Holiday grew to 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep yesterday. This is SRN News.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked by all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings?
It's like a carjacking, but like of our religion.
Isn't it time somebody spoke up?
This Christmas season, join Kirk Cameron in his new movie, Saving Christmas.
Join me and my family, and together, let's put Christ back into Christmas.
Saving Christmas. In theaters for 2 weeks only, beginning November 14th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at SavingChristmas.com.
Logo 6, the most advanced Bible study software, has now arrived. Logo 6's brand new lineup of tools and resources empower Christians to study the Bible's background, explore Greek and Hebrew, visualize the biblical world, and make new and exciting discoveries. Pastors will benefit from innovative tools like visual copy and cultural concepts to create engaging presentations. With Logos, spend less time searching, more time discovering. Discover the amazing new Logo 6. Visit logos.com. That's logos.com.
Ford's new aluminum-bodied F-150 is set to go into production today in Dearborn, Michigan. Autotrader.com senior analyst Michelle Krebs.
Ford is building the new F-150 out of aluminum to lighten the weight of the vehicle so that in turn, improves fuel economy.
And Ford thinks it will win buyers with a truck that is lighter and more fuel efficient, maybe even more capable in some ways. It's the company's biggest vehicle launch in decades and something of a risk, according to Krebs, since the F-150 remains the most popular selling vehicle in the country and has been for several decades now. Changing it could have a downside. A military chorus singing the French national anthem today in Paris at a ceremony commemorating Armistice Day. Europe is marking Armistice Day with ceremonies and moments of silence as France opens its own international memorial of a former battlefield. This year's events, of course, have special significance as 2014 marks 100 years since the start of World War I. This is SRN News. The season's first snowstorm could be bad news for farmers in the upper Midwest, where some corn is still in the field.
About 40% of the crop remains in South Dakota and a third in Minnesota. Most of the storm is expected to stay north of corn and soybean areas in Wisconsin and Michigan. Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart says a snowstorm could reduce the harvest if ears of corn are knocked off or plants fall over.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Dock workers on the West Coast continuing to negotiate a new contract with port operators, even as importers struggle to get their products from massive ships and dockside onto store shelves. A shortage of truck beds to carry containers has caused serious congestion for months at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, by far the nation's largest. Longshoremen have continued working since a contract with their employers expired back in July. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. It's Veterans Day. What a beautiful day it is today. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're down here at Crown Motors. We're on the salute to the veterans that Crown Motors is doing. For the last couple of weeks, any veteran could come in here and get all parts and services at a discount. And then starting yesterday on the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th, and today, for every car sold, they will donate $100 to two of our local veterans organizations, Homeward Bound and the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And they've already sold, they already donated $500. So if this is the time of the year you think, what can I get my wife or my husband or my kids for Christmas? It's a car from Crown Motors. It could be a Dodge, it could be a Ford, it could be a Honda, any of those. Come on down, because they're doing this for the right reason, is to help our veterans. Bad Bob, you got weather here today?
Yes, we do. We are looking at high today should be right around 66 degrees. Overnight low will be around 45. Rain is likely tomorrow afternoon and a high near 62. That rain will continue through Thursday. Depending on where you are, the temperature could be anywhere between about 49 degrees down to around 39 or so. It just depends on where you're at. In this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, I'm here at Crown Motors, and I'm here with Senator Maurice Johannesson and another special guest, Colonel Diane Vanderpot, who is the Undersecretary of Veteran Affairs for the state of California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hop in here.
Good morning from the state of Jefferson.
So how are things going to be different in the state of Jefferson, Senator?
What's going to be what?
What would be different in the state of Jefferson? How would we be doing this? Would this be different?
Who knows, but it's fun.
Colonel, thank you so much for joining us today. Should I call you Undersecretary or Secretary? Or
how about just Diane?
Diane, thanks for joining us today. Can you, you're up here today, obviously, for the ceremonies that are going on. Can you tell us, though, give us a little of your background, because I know you have a very fascinating background.
Well, first off, let me wish you a belated happy birthday. I see you are a retired Marine, and everybody knows that yesterday was the Marine Corps birthday. So,
well, thank you very much.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
The ruggedly handsome warriors of the sea. So.
Fair enough. Okay.
Big eyes back down there on the end. Okay.
Okay, great. So a little bit about me. I'm a retired Army colonel. Actually, I started off as an enlisted WAC. I joined the Army when there were still WACs in 1978, and I went to DLI to learn Russian. So I spent most of my career as an intelligence person, both enlisted and as an officer. Served, in so many different places and did so many different things. It was just great opportunities for my whole life to serve my country, to experience life outside of the country, and always come back with a better appreciation of what it is to live in America and the freedoms that we do have.
You know, I can't help but agree with you totally on that, because I hear people complaining. And I would come back from, and I'm sure just like you, I've come back from Somalia, and I was coming back from the Balkans or the Middle East or some other place. And you walk back into our country, and you truly, truly appreciate what you see and what we have here. The fact is that we have some of the, we have the best life ever, I think. I mean, we have problems, but to come back to the country and be able to turn on a spigot and get water anywhere and drink it. I mean, you can't do that in much of the world.
Sure enough. Yeah, I agree. You know, I've been, Korea, Kuwait, Iraq.
Yeah.
Bahrain, Germany, even in Germany, as you traveled into some of Eastern Europe, you know, you still can't shake the fact that for many, many years it was a communist area, and they just approach life so much differently than we do. You know, just the whole manner of living is set from a period of time when there was such a distinction between what was in Eastern Europe and, say, what we have here in America.
Absolutely. And it's funny, too, because you think of it as, you picture other parts of the world as being, you know, as not having running water and electricity all the time and all that. And you don't picture Europe as being part of that. So how did you, okay, so after you retired, mm-hmm. how'd you get into this, into the veterans?
Sure. Well, after serving for over 30 years in the Army, it's very difficult to just let go of military service. I retired out of the Pentagon. I had been working in the office of the Secretary of Defense doing arms control for Europe. It's really rather interesting as to what's going on in the Ukraine and, just kind of watching that separation there. But my family was out here in California, and at that point, they all said, you need a change of scenery, get off the East Coast and come west. So I did. I moved to the Livermore area because my sister lives in the San Joaquin Valley, and networked at a veterans thing. I started volunteering for veterans issues, and I wanted to get involved with women veterans. That's me. And I was asked to speak at an occasion and just found out that the governor's office had an opportunity for me, and snapped it up as soon as I could.
I'm having Bob, we're getting some strange feedback here. It sounds like a commercial is running in the background. I hope you're taking care of that. I'm here with Colonel Diane Vanderport, retired Army colonel, is the Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs right here in California. We're talking about how she got into this. You give for 30 years, but you can't can't just drop the pack completely.
Oh, never.
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 No, I mean, I retired after almost 30 years, and then when the work throughout the world, and when the Marine Corps asked me to come back in 6 years later, I ended up over in Fallujah in Ramadi for a year in 2006-2007, and at that point, when you come back, you know, there's this point where you do take the pack off, but you can't just quit giving.
And it's in your blood.
It's in your blood. And whether you work to help veterans or you're working in different roles to support veterans in our own way. So, no, it's easy to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because what we have between us here is a man that has devoted his life to veterans, Senator Johanneson. And I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to come back here in a couple minutes. We're going to talk to both Colonel Vanderport and also Senator Maurice Johanneson. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:17 in the morning here on Tuesday, Veterans Day, and we're down here at Crown Motors. We're having our salute to the veterans. Crown Motors is donating $100 for every car sold to our local veterans organizations, Military Order of the Purple Heart, of course, and the Homeward Bound. Great, great, great. Both of them are helping veterans down on their luck or just helping them assimilate back into our society here. And I'm sitting here with Senator Maurice Johannesson and Colonel Diane Vanderpot, who is the Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs for California for the and for the homes, the veterans' homes. And thank you so much for joining us today. Senator, you had a big thing. You had a lot to do with us getting a home here. Can you talk about what's going on? What's your feelings today? I mean, after seeing the homes been here, we had their first anniversary. What do you think?
No, I think it's probably one of the most beautiful places you can find. And the combination that we have with the home and, of course, you have the cemetery, very, very large getting now.
And we appear to have lost our signal from Crown Motors. We'll see if we can get that signal back. And if we're unable to reestablish contact here in a moment, it looks like we have dropped our internet connection, which, of course, is a fact of life during this day and age. We'll do a quick weather report. It's going to be mostly sunny, a high near 66, light and variable winds, cloudy and a low around 45, and calm winds. Rain will be coming to the North State after tomorrow night. with a low of around 48 degrees. Definitely happening with some rain. And a chance of precipitation will continue through Thursday. Still trying to make establish a connection. We will go to the phones if we have to allow Carl to get back on the air. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and play some music for Veterans Day. And we will try to get this connection reestablished. It's, of course, one of the realities of the Internet age that occasionally these things will go wrong. We'll play some patriotic music for you, a little military theme, and we will see if we can get that call back from Carl Bott down there at Crown Motors. Listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. 8:20 is our time. We have lost our connection from Crown Motors. We are trying to recontact Carl via telephone and find out what has happened down there. And as soon as we reestablish the contact, we will have Carl Bott again live from Crown Motors. Please stand by. And, of course, this is when live radio gets very, very interesting. Our Internet link to the to Carl Bott has been dropped. We're trying to get that link right back. Please stand by. Thank you for your patience. This is KCNR on our Veterans Day broadcast. Of course, a little technology has gotten some interesting results. We're trying to reestablish contact with Carl Bott and Linda Bott down there at Crown Motors. A little technological glitch has let us down, and we'll be taking a commercial break right now while we try to reestablish that connection. If we have to, we'll go to the phones. You are listening to KCNR. Happy Veterans Day.
Nate Alvarez here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The staff of Shasta Regional Medical Center wish to recognize and thank our veterans for their service to the United States of America. This Veterans Day, please join Shasta Regional in acknowledging our veterans and welcoming them home. God bless America.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back, 825 here at KCNR, and we have established telephone contact with the Colonel while we try to figure out why the internet is not playing nice. Colonel Bott.
Yeah, we're back. Hey, we're back down here at Trout Motors. I'm here with Senator Mauricio Hallison and Colonel Diane Vanderpot, who's the Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs. But Senator, tell us how we got how we're here now. But the first year of the home and being here, and your thoughts on that.
Well, I think it's a wonderful place. Somebody would say, how can you be in love with a cemetery? But really is because it has history, and you can show what we really can do for our veterans all the way through for them. So they know where they're going to be, and the family will know where they're going to be. So they're not, this is basically the center of Northern California. But if you were wondering why the internet went down for you, and I told you, I said, that's because I mentioned the state of Jefferson. And naturally, that would do it. So anyway, I'm glad to be here with Diane, and she coming up to visit us and be with us in a very important time that we have at the Veterans Cemetery today. And I'm very appreciative of that. Her work for the veterans is great, and she is in charge of all the veteran homes, not only the three that we have before, but also the five new ones. And she is doing a real good job for us, and we're very appreciative of her being here.
Well, I'm glad we're here, too, and for everything that, one, that you've done, and Colonel, for you being here tonight, for being here today, how many more homes do you see being opened here in the near future?
Well, I think because we opened five in the last 6 years, we needed to stay put where we are and just get these homes open. Reading and Fresno are still ramping up. We expect that to last for another 2 to 3 years. So right now what we want to do is establish these homes, get them running, and then relook at what the state of California is going to need for the veterans in the future. As you can probably guess, going from World War II veterans who are meat and potatoes to more Vietnam-era veterans that are needing the support, who are more tacos and Jethro Tull, it's a different generation, and the needs are going to be different, and we want to make sure that we stay up with that need as well.
Well, we sure appreciate you stopping by and for everything you're doing to help our veterans. And I realize, after, how having 30 years in and not being able to kind of get back off the step. Your pack never came off, I don't think. And then, of course, here with the senator who is the, the man of the hour, every hour, and is trying to, he wants to build, move the VA clinic and increase it by 800,000 square feet and all this. I'm just kidding about the, I think I'm kidding about the 800,000. Maybe not. Anyway, and Senator, thank you so much for everything you do.
Our pleasure, and it was an honor to work for everybody, and I really appreciate you, Carl.
Well,
you are the key to a lot of the things that we are doing because you never forget us.
I'll never forget. How can you forget? We're surrounded by people like the, like Tom and Debbie Johnson, and we, and our next guest mm-hmm. that we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
And we had already taken our bottom of the hour break, so we're going to play some, try to reset a couple of things here at KCNR 1460. We apologize for the glitch. For apparent reasons, we are having difficulty with our internet connection. However, in the true spirit of live radio, we establish contact via the phone, and we'll be right back after this.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300, or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The staff of Shasta Regional Medical Center wish to recognize and thank our veterans for their service to the United States of America. This Veterans Day, please join Shasta Regional in acknowledging our veterans and welcoming them home. God bless America.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And we now return to Crown Motors and Carl Bott on a landline while we reestablish our Skype connection.
Hey, welcome back to Crown Motors. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. In fact, with a good golf drive, I could probably hit it from right here. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors over at Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say except it's man's last stronghold. I'm here with a very special guest.
I'm here with Lou Conter, who is a quartermaster third class on December 7th, 1941, and he was standing on the deck of a ship. And what deck was that, sir?
The USS Arizona.
Can you tell us your thoughts that day?
Well, you never forget them, you know that, but the whole fleet at that time was ready for anything. We've been at sea since April of 1940 and under heavy training for close to 18 months, you know. So we knew something was going to happen. We just didn't know when. And we came in from port on Friday night and, of course, stand and watch on Sunday morning. 5 minutes later, the first plane came across. We sounded general quarters and the first guns were firing within 15, 20 seconds, so they were pretty well ready for it. But it was a...
So you were ready. I mean, the guns got firing right away, huh?
The guns were firing within 20, 30 seconds.
You know, sometimes you think that it was just so totally by surprise. It's interesting to hear that.
Well, you know, that the news for a long time, like they said that our band was playing the night before in the Battle of the Bands. And there was half of them sleeping in, and they got killed in their bunks. And it took us over 50 years to get that out of the history books because we had to, part of the band on the fantail, ready to play colors at 5 minutes to 8. And when we signed the general quarters, the band all went to their general quarters stations, and they were all killed at their general quarters stations, not in their bunks. And we had nobody in our bunks, for instance. Quartermasters, we out of 37 quartermasters, I was the only survivor. The rest of them were all at their stations. And we signed the general quarters. Captain Van Valkenburg and Admiral Kidd went to the bridge and said for me to secure the quarterdeck and come to the bridge because my job was to, at that time, was to steer the ship in and out of port. And we were trying to get underway. We had the vessel outboard of us. I had to kick it out. Wayland lasted, you know, 13 minutes, 9 minutes after 8, we took a heavy armored Persian bomb alongside a number 2 turret forward on the starboard side, the right side of the ship. And it went through 6 decks into the lower handling room and where we stored all the powder for the number 1 and 2 turrets. We had over 1 million pounds of powder that blew up. And that's when the ship came up 30 feet out of the water from the Commander Ernst, that I used to know, was in a lifeboat, powerboat coming across the bay, and he said he could look underneath the bow of the ship. But we settled straight back down into the water, and it took about 40 minutes before the water came up on the deck.
And 30 feet out of the water, I just never... The bow came out, and just because of the explosion...
Didn't come out at all. The stern stayed out of the bow. But it exploded, well, 1 million pounds. After... Lower handling room is still there, you know. They were flooded afterwards, and they're still there sitting there. But of course, the powder is all gone after it's 73 years this December, you know.
Yeah, it is. Hey, our guest is Lou Conter, who was a quartermaster third class, standing watch on the USS Arizona. And we're going to take a quick break, Bob. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tyne and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It's Veterans Day. It's a beautiful day. We're down here at Crown Motors. With salute to the veterans from Crown Motors. For the last couple of weeks, Crown Motors has been giving discounts to all veterans on parts and services. And from yesterday and today, yesterday, of course, November 10th, Marine Corps birthday, and today, Veterans Day, for every car sold, they will donate $100 to the Military Order of the Purple Heart and the Homeward Bound Veterans Organization that helps veterans get back into our society, or back transition, I should say, back into the civilian world from the military world. So far, they've donated $500 to these organizations, and we can't thank Steve and all the men and women down here at Crown Motors. I'm here with Luke Conter, who is was the quartermaster, third class, standing on the deck doing on watch on the Arizona on December 7th, 1941. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Luke.
Well, myself, I went to the Navy in 1939. Age 18, I was only 20 when Pearl Harbor hit, but in those days, 18, 20-year-olds were pretty well grown up. We'd been working, and when I was 16, 17, I worked at Swifting Company in the hide sellers, shaking hides and things. But in those days, what you just had to work, and there was 100 men standing in line outside the door ready to come in and work if you didn't show up 15 minutes ahead of time and with their clothes on and ready to go, so... Now, you're not going to believe this.
I worked for Swifting Company. I worked down in the hide cellars in San Francisco. Yes, sir, during the summers, put myself through school. So that is not an easy job.
No, it isn't. It's a very hard job. You're shaking those hides out and putting the salt in them and shaking the salt out and folding them up again and setting them back. And you do that 8 hours a day, and you end up in pretty good shape. I was in Denver, Colorado at that.
Not only that, but the smell has its own, it's its own odor that follows you around for days afterwards.
Well, you know, after a while, the vice president knew my dad, and he put me in the cleanup gang from 3:30 to 11:30. And so when I joined the Navy, I was working until 11:30, so I was sleeping in that morning, and my mother came up and said, "Are you in trouble, Lou?" And I said, "Lewis." And I said, "She always called me Lewis." I said, "No." She said, "Well, somebody's calling for Lewis Anthony Connor." So I went down, and we had one phone downstairs, and that was it. And answered and said, "This is the Navy Department." And said, we're missing four or five guys today that can't leave us. 5:45 for San Diego, and we'd like to have you come down and fill in. So that's how I joined the Navy. I went down that morning and talked to them, signed up for 4 years, and left at 5:45 that night. I called my mother and dad, my girlfriend, and said, I'm leaving at 5:45, and I went to San Diego boot training, 3 months. And, you know, I still think the services should have 3 months of boot training. It would make the individuals more knowledgeable of the military and more military people. And training is the greatest thing you're going to have there. Every time Congress gets into something, they cut training. And, of course, after Korea in 53, I went to Special Forces in Fort Bragg for survival training. Became his first SEER officer in the Navy, survival, evasion, escape, and resistance to interrogation and espionage. And our is training, 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 and realistic training, not looking at a computer and saying, oh, I know it now because I've studied it, and getting a piece of paper to graduate from terrorism school or something, but going out into the mountains and into the hills and living for 7 to 10 days and getting them hungry. And they closed Stead Air Force Base and sent the survival school to Fairchild by Spokane, and they cut down to 4 days, and you can't even get a guy hungry in 4 days. You have to get them out of there for a week to 10 days before you can get them hungry. And that's what they need today is some heavy, hard, realistic training. And when the men come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, send them into Frankfurt or into Guam for 2 months, and let them be with their buddies and talk and slow down before they come home and get with their daughters and little kids and everything else, and I think they'd have probably 90% less PTSD.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things going on with the that the services are trying, and, you know, probably putting them back to work so that they have, along with their buddies when they're back there, the partners. Now, after the bombing, after the Arizona was sunk, What did you do then? What was your life then for the next, to the end of the war?
Well, we abandoned ship about 40 minutes afterwards when it was burning from the mainmast forward, and the guys coming out of the fire, and we had to lay them down on the deck and get them to the hospital, and we picked up bodies and things for 2 days, and we fought the fire until Tuesday night. And it cooled down in about a week, and we started diving in the ship with Pete Huzar was our main diver, and we were diving in shallow hot water helmets, and he was in a regular diving suit. He'd stay down 6-8 hours. We'd stay down for an hour and a half or so. And after a couple of weeks, Commander Geisman was our executive officer, and he made captain and was made provost marshal. And, of course, martial law was declared immediately without any EIRs or anything else. It was declared, and everybody stayed off the streets from sunset to daylight, or they got shot, and it was just that simple. And but I had orders to Pensacola to go to flight school as a naval aviation pilot, as an enlisted pilot. So I went in second week in January, Pensacola, and got my wings November the 15th of 42. After we worked at that time, we worked 7 days a week and 10-12 hours a day in flight school to. Because they wanted pilots out there. I was a quartermaster second class when I got my wings. And it's a regular set. A naval aviation pilot. They used to send 30 men from the Navy, the whole Navy, Atlantic and Pacific, to Pensacola once a month from 1934 to 44. And if you got your wings, went through, you went to the fleet as a pilot. If you didn't, you go back to the fleet for the rate you came into. So I was transferred to VP-11. And San Diego, and came out of San Diego, and we were the first Black Hat squadron of PBYs. And we were waterlanders and no wheels, and we painted the planes black.
Okay, now PBYs are those long-range planes, reconnaissance planes that could land on the water.
That's all we landed on. We couldn't land on the land. We had no wheels. We landed on the water. It was twin-engine consolidated PBY, and we could, we took off a month later, in February 43, for Kaneohe from San Diego. 19 and a half hours later, we landed at Kaneohe at Honolulu. were there for about a month and went down to Perth, Australia, and operated out of northwestern Australia and up to New Guinea. And in September of 43 and December of 43, our crew got shot down. We'd fly all night long and come in at 8:30 in the morning. And
let me jump in here. Okay, so you're on Arizona the day it got hit on December 7th.
Yeah.
Okay, you, after that, Lou goes to flight school. He's one of the few enlisted aviators, not few, but there was a number of enlisted aviators during World War II. He goes out and you're flying missions, out, and you get shot down.
Yeah. Well, we carried 12, 13, parachute flares in our tail section all the time. We'd throw them on at 2 o'clock in the morning, keep the giraffes alive all night long so they'd be tired the next day. And, you know, 200,000 tandem flare, and they'd take them a few minutes to come down and light up the whole area. And we went out in the middle of September and up about 8 miles off New Guinea coast. We took some ammunition through the waste hatch, and it blew up one of the flares. And, of course, the whole thing blew up, and we were fire from the engines aft. We were only 700 feet, and we landed in the open sea just half an hour before dark, and got everybody out to the pilot's escape hatch. No life vests, no life jackets, no life rafts. And got into the ocean and got everybody together, holding hands, told us, take it slow and don't kick too hard. Save your strength because we're going to need it. We're 6 miles offshore. And so we did all right. And there was another PBY, our skipper, about a couple miles away, and he saw us on fire and came over and circled and saw us without life jackets or anything on, dropped one of their lifeboats to us. And here about 10 years ago, we were in a reunion, and one of the guys, Clyde Brawhide, who San Diego, who died here a year ago, came over to my wife and said, Lou doesn't know this, but I'm the one who threw the lifeboat out to him, you know, which is pretty good after 60 years, you know.
Hang on just a second. Hey, Bob, are you hearing this pretty well?
You're coming through loud and clear, sir.
Are you hearing this that Lou, now Lou is, how old are you?
93.
You know what? I want to be like Lou when I'm 70, much less 93.
Tells a good story.
And his stories, but he is standing here strong and tall. And there is not one thing missing out of your memory here at all. I mean, you're talking about everything, Lou. And my gosh.
Well, my mind is pretty well active yet, and my legs are getting tired up more than you were about 40, 50 years ago.
We can sit down. It's okay if we sit down here. I mean, I'm getting tired standing up. You're listening to the story. Okay, so, you know, so.
Anyway,
you got rescued then, right?
Yeah, they came over and dropped the lifeboat to us, and we got the lifeboat and got it. I swam out and got it and got the 10 guys aboard. We went to the beach of New Guinea and got into the jungles and hit them. And the next night after that, our PT boat came in, and we knew it was a PT boat, and I went out. PT four, and I took a boat out and went out, and 100 feet away from it, I told them to turn those damn guns away because it had 50 caliber machine guns pointed at us. They could see it. And we went aboard and said, let's go back to the other guys. And they said, no, and they had 3 UDT men there, which are the forerunners of the SEALs. And they said, you brief us where they are. We're going in. You're not leaving there. So they went in. They were back in 30 minutes with all these guys. We turned tail of the PT boat and headed back to the tender, got in that night, or next morning, went to breakfast, debriefed, slept that night, went out the next night in a 13-and-a-half-hour night mission again. Actually, they didn't know this.
Well, now, okay, so you fought all the way through the war, and then, and what have you been doing since then?
I got out, and I went to USC 46 and 7, and then in 48, I went to television school in Washington, D.C., and 50, Korea started, I went to ABC school, Atomic Biological and Chemical Warfare School, and I was an intelligence officer for Carrier Group 102 in the Bonham and Shard, and I did 29 missions in ADs over Korea to the Granadas. And after Korea, I went to Special Forces training for survival, and I became the first SEER officer in the Navy in 53. And my job after that was to train pilots and air crewmen on survival and evasion scrape with POW.
And you were still on active duty then?
And I was on active duty. I went to War College in 58. And then '60, of course, Vietnam, and I went to Pearl Harbor and wrote the SEER program for Vietnam with Admiral Sharp. And then '67, I had 28 years, and I said that it's about time to go home and rest for a while. So I've been retired for, what, 40
Have you really been retired, though, Luke? You don't look like you've been. Nobody can retire.
47 years now.
Well, nobody can retire for 47 years and be as active. And so what have you been doing?
I got my real estate license in California. And I'm a broker. I've been a broker since 1946.
So
and I've kept it active all the time. But I worked in developing land and, you know, stuff like that. But
do you own all of Northern California?
No.
Come on.
No.
Tell me.
No, we live in Grass Valley, retired, living on our old Social Security and Navy pension. And
a few
I play on the golf course at Alistair. I play golf. I just quit about a year ago playing golf a little bit because my right leg was giving out. But, you know, when you get old, you slow down a bit.
Well, I tell you, you haven't slowed down.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing.
What a great guy. I mean, what a great speaker. You know what? I don't know who found Lou, but Lou, I want you back every year. I'm calling in or something like that, because you have told a great story here, and you are just, I mean, this is spectacular.
You know, I got to tell you one thing. One of our biggest missions was December of 43, and we got a call that we had to go in and get post watchers out there behind the Jap lines. The Japanese surrounded them, and they were going to kill them all. And so we flew into the Sepik River about 100 miles inland up the Sepik River from Wewak. And in 3 days...
And where was this at?
Wewak in New Guinea.
Okay, New Guinea.
On the Sepik River. And we started to have the headhunters and everything out there, but the coast watchers of Australia were our intelligence arm for behind the lines. So in 3 days, we rescued 219 coast watchers and 25,000 pounds of gear. We landed that Sepik River. Was crooked. We had 15, 20 feet on each end of our wings going up that crooked river and landing there with the crocodiles. Picked up the people, took off, flew into the clouds to get away from the jet fighters, go up to 9,000 feet and hit due south to fly between the peaks. And we'd fly for an hour and 15 minutes. We knew we hadn't hit a peak, so we let down on the south side of New Guinea, going to Port Moresby and drop them off. But we rescued 219.
How many missions did you fly during that time frame?
Well, there were four crews, and we flew each two or three missions apiece.
Wow.
We could carry 17 people in the plane. So we got them all out of there anyway. Anyway, I retired. Wake up every morning. It's the main thing.
Think
positive. Keep your mind positive.
Well, I tell you what, you have just made my day today, Lou, and I can't thank Debbie and Tom Johnson enough for bringing you by.
I say something. Honor flight. Honor flight 3 years ago with him.
Well, you must have been one of the volunteers, because I mean nobody was taking care of you, were they?
No.
You probably had to take care of Tom.
Hey, Carl, you need to ask him if
he. Thank you so much for your service.
Okay, thank you. You bet.
You know what? I've had.
Pretty amazing, Carl.
Yeah, you're the speaker out at the Cemetery. Right. The guest speaker out there. How much time we got left here, Bob?
We're at 3 minutes. Carl, you need to ask him if he's done his story for the Veterans History Project, because that's a story that needs to be preserved, I'm telling you.
For the Veterans History Project?
Yeah, Rob Burrows could put him in touch with the right people.
At our museum here, the Northern California Veterans Museum, they have a...
Well, it's a national project, actually.
And it's a national project that you tell your story to, and then they record it and have it there for posterity. If you haven't done that yet, we need to get that on there.
About a year and a half ago, Dan Martinez from the Park Service in Pearl Harbor came over to Berkeley, over to Oakland, and went to the University of California. He had me there for 2 hours, and we have a tape at home, and he has a tape on
2 minutes,
the whole thing.
Okay, that's super.
Wow.
Okay, I tell you what a story. And thank you so much. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, you bet.
You know, I've got a new hero here.
Yeah.
I've got Bob McIntosh, and now I have Lou Conter. Who's my hero, sir. I have new heroes. Both of them from World War II, you know. What can I say? One enlisted in the Marines at 14 and fought at Tarawa when he was 15, and now one that was standing on the deck of the Arizona when it got attacked and then fought all the way through the war.
Minute and a half, Carl.
Minute and a half. Okay, hey, look, we're down here again at Crown Motors.
their salute to the veterans. And thank you. Thank you so much, sir. We lost, we lost all of our internet here, but we're on, we want to finish up like we always do. You keep going. Crown Motors, thank you so much for hosting this, salute to the veterans. They're donating $100 for every car sold. They've already donated $500 to the Military Order of the Purple Heart and Homeward Bound.
In one minute, Carl, with me, I suggest you mention the cemetery observance.
That's right. We have two observances. You have to be there at 10:55 up at Igo at the Veterans Cemetery. They're having a big ceremony up there. And, of course, down at the Elks Lodge, they're having the cognac ceremony at 11 o'clock. Right here in Reading. There's Famous Dave's has got free meals for veterans, as does the Roadhouse. So
30 seconds, Carl, 30 seconds.
What an inspiring story this morning. So we feel so blessed. That, you know, this is a guy that, you know, we're just still sitting here with our mouths agape.
Yeah, and here's 93 years old, and I tell you what, if you looked at him,
15 seconds.
When you heard it. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police Rob Pelletti's going to be on. We're going to catch up on what's happening and then on this town hall meeting on Thursday. And just remember, it's Veterans Day. Thank a veteran. Just go up and just say thanks. Hug a veteran. And you know what? I'm getting hugged right now. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Honors her military veterans. On this Veterans Day 2014, the annual wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Americans are marking Veterans Day with parades, speeches, military discounts, many national chains, as well as mom and pop retailers offering free goods and services to anyone who has served in the military. That's a trend that's been growing since the 9/11 attacks. Also at SRNNews.com, the Obama administration is lowering its expectations for the second year of health care enrollments.
The latest prediction by the Department of Health and Human Services is that 9 million to 9.9 million people will enroll for Obamacare coverage next year. That's significantly lower.